Hello and happy Wednesday. Since it's Wednesday, you know what time it is. It's time for this week's installment of Wedding Wednesday, which is tips and tricks for brides and grooms who are actively planning their wedding. For those of you guys who are tuning in for the first time, hello, I'm Jasmine. I own and run Jasmine Wars Photography, and I'm an award-winning and published wedding photographer located here in Indiana, but I serve clients worldwide. Now, today for this installment of Wedding Wednesday, we're going to talk all about how to include your pet at your wedding. I know everyone loves looking at those adorable images of brides and grooms with their beloved pet on the wedding day, and a lot of you guys may want to include them in. So this podcast is going to be for you. Your pet is a big part of your family, and it only makes sense that you want to include them into your wedding in some way. So here are a few tips to make sure everything runs smoothly. So the first thing you're going to want to do is you're going to want to consider your venue. Not all venues will let you bring your pet along, and if you really want to make sure your pet will be a part of your wedding day, you're going to want to make sure you discuss this upfront with your venue before you even book the venue to make sure it's something that you can do. And the next thing you're going to want to do is you're going to want to consider your pet. Is your pet calm and quiet? Are they good around big crowds, or do they just want to run and hide? Although no one will expect your pet to be perfect, you will want to make sure that they won't want to run and jump in some mud and then jump on your dress or just be rambunctious throughout the day. And also, if your pet doesn't like being around a bunch of people, consider if being a part of your wedding day would put undue stress onto your beloved pet. So you're really going to want to consider your pet and their demeanor and if it's something that's even possible. So the next thing that you're going to want to do is you're going to want to prepare for the wedding day in advance. Practice with your pet before the big day arrives. Slowly introduce them to crowds of people and start having them walk down the aisle or do whatever else you're going to have them do on your wedding day. And if you're going to put a special outfit on your pet, you're going to want to make sure you put it on them well in advance so they can kind of get used to it, so it's not a big shock when you put the outfit on them the day of the wedding. You're also going to want to prepare an exit plan for your pet. After your pet is done with their part in your wedding, you won't want them to have to be locked in a room for the rest of the festivities. Enlist the help of a friend or a family member who can take them back home where they will be comfortable and have plenty of food and water. If you do plan to make your pet a part of your whole wedding, make sure you enlist someone to watch over them and make sure they have food, water, and the necessary bathroom breaks that they need. You're also going to want to make sure that you pretty up your pet. Allow time for your pet to get a bath or be taken to the groomer before your big day so they will look their best. In the rush and bustle of a wedding day, this little task can get overlooked, so you're going to want to make sure that you put it into your schedule. And if you're looking for some ideas for using your pet in your wedding, here are three different ideas. One of the most common ways is to use them as a ring bearer or flower girl. So if your pet is well behaved, they can walk down the aisle on their own. If not, you can appoint someone to walk them down the aisle. Another idea is they can be a wedding party member. You can have your pet be right up at the altar with you. They can sit or lay next to a bridesmaid or groomsman, and that bridesmaid or groomsman can also help keep an eye on them to make sure they're okay and they don't like run away or anything like that. And another idea is you can use them as a greeter. You can have your pet be with your ushers and greet your guests as they arrive to your ceremony venue. Now, for those of you guys whose pet may not be the best to be a part of your wedding day, but you still want to include them in and be a part of the special time in your life, you can put them into an engagement session or a day after session. And so if you want to make sure your pet is represented, but you don't want to risk them being present on the wedding day, or if your venue doesn't allow it, include them into your engagement session. Your photographer can work with you and your pet to make sure you're able to get some amazing images. Since it's not the rush of the wedding day, you can really take your time to make sure your images look great and your pet looks great and well represented. And for those of you guys who maybe really want images of your pet in your wedding attire, what you can do is you can book a day after session with your photographer. And this is where you would get in your wedding attire while you still have those tuxes before you have to take them back to the rental shop. And you can just do a quick little session with your photographer the day after your wedding. So that's it for this week's installment of Wedding Wednesday. I hope this kind of helped you guys out if any of you guys are thinking about including the pet in your wedding. Be sure to tune in next week for next week's installment of Wedding Wednesday, which is tips and tricks for brides and grooms who are actively planning their wedding. Thanks, guys, and have a great day.